brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. 8 minutes and 24 seconds into the second hour of this Worldwide Thursday edition. Your calls are coming up and a bunch of news showing people what the real George Bush is, a sinister CIA frontman. Right now, we're joined by a syndicated columnist whose readership has just exploded into the millions. He is Declan McCullough. He writes for some of the biggest newspapers and online services as well in the country, from Wired to CNET News to ZDNet. And he is joining us today on this show to talk about the FRID radio tracker tags that I've been warning you about from the policy reports of the big telemetrics consortiums, especially out of Deutschland, where they say they'll scan and track all of us with these washable, trackable tags. It's also been in USA Today. Also, domestic surveillance plan awakens critics on the left and right, and that's what Declan's been writing about. And you can read his fine columns at Infowars.com daily every time he writes one. We post it, or Declan will give you his powerful website as well. Declan, always good to have you on the show, my good friend.
Why, thank you very much.
Declan, tell folks about your website, your personal site.
Sure. I have two personal sites. If you want to see my photos, I dabble in photography and just got back from Yosemite. It's McCullough.org, my last name. It's McCullough.org. I run a mailing list on politics and technology, and that's at politechbot.com. That's politechbot.com. But most importantly, I write for news.com, which is my employer, CNET, and you should stop by and check out our excellent technology coverage.
Absolutely, and you've also got a lot of your columns there on your politics site, correct?
Oh, quite right. I at least post links to them from my site.
That way you can find most of the recent ones, a lot of the old ones, and get an overview of this prison grid, this electronic tracking grid, cashless society control grid they're building. What do you want to cover first? The domestic surveillance awakens critics, people across the board, left and right, outraged by this total Big Brother takeover, or the FRID tags that ties into this?
Well, let's talk about the Pentagon database and that left-right libertarian green, et cetera, alliance.
Launch. Tell us about it.
Okay. Senator Russ Feingold, a Democrat from Wisconsin, held a press conference right down the street here in Washington this morning to announce plans that I reported on yesterday to introduce a bill that would halt the Pentagon's highly controversial, for a very good reason, Total Information Awareness Program. The idea is that it's not going to zero it out completely. It's just going to put it on hold until Congress can look at it, hold a bunch of hearings, and make an affirmative decision that, yes, this is actually something that is not just constitutional, not just legal, but also a good idea.
So they're going to have a big whitewash, in-cap demonstration of how wonderful it is to have the military-industrial complex contracting out with private companies, data mining and spying on our every move. This is just wonderful.
Well said. How do you guess? I mean, in all seriousness, what's going to happen is that probably the Senate Judiciary Committee, since the Senate seems more interested in looking into this than the House does, will convene a bunch of hearings, I'll guess around May or June, in a subcommittee, and they're going to call Admiral Poindexter on the carpet and say, look, what's going on here? They probably won't pass this bill. It probably won't get through the House. It probably won't be signed by the President. This bill is going nowhere fast. But importantly, what it does is it shows Poindexter and his friends over at the Defense Department that folks are actually watching them, and so it's going to put the fear of God into them, if I can exaggerate a little. And so they're going to have to be more careful. They've already been deleting a bunch of information from their website.
Yeah, they took the all-seeing eye radiating the earth off of DARPA's website.
Yes. The initial logo for the Total Information Awareness Program was just the creepy eye, as you said. So they got rid of that, and then they, I think, deleted, in addition to their logo, they deleted their slogan. They just deleted the bios of Poindexter and the other folks, not resumes with personal information, but bios, you know, where they used to work in government, just a paragraph or two.
Hi, I'm an arms smuggling master spy with five felonies. How you doing?
And then finally, thirdly, they deleted as actual documents to state the way the system is going to work from their website. So they're clearly running a little scared.
But it's too late. Those were already cached. You'd already written articles. Hundreds of articles have been written by others. Total Information Awareness Network. I think what hurt them the worst was Sapphire at the New York Times saying, you'll have no freedom, end of the Fourth Amendment, total maximum tyranny. Now, here's the problem, Declan. You and I both know, and I've had the guy that really broke the story in 86, 84 on, James Bamford with his Puzzle Palace book. This is
excellent
Echelon.
Book, yeah.
This is the debut of Echelon, so they can use this stuff in court. They're trying to legitimize what they've already been doing for decades, and then publicly start funding private industry, because I saw Governor Ridge, the Homeland Security gallighter, on a C-SPAN special with all these CEOs working with these guys. So they've already made their announcements, and I guess it didn't fly too well. We saw the same thing with the announcement of, oh, we're going to get rid of PosiCom and Todd's and put troops on the streets. Well, they were already doing that covertly. It blew up in their face, so they said, okay, we're not going to do that now. And the next day, okay, we're going to go ahead and do that now. They have this tactic of when there's heat on them, they'll retract like a turtle, but then put their head right back out as soon as you leave. How do you counter that?
You're right. What happens is that when the heat's off and people have moved on to the next big threat to our liberty, then all of a sudden, you know, the folks creep back out from under the refrigerator. I don't know of a perfect solution. The long-term solution is to reduce the involvement of government in our personal lives, reduce how much money is collected by the government, because if they don't have the money and they can't deficit spend, then all of a sudden they can't do as much to us.
The military-industrial complex has got to have its funding for global empire, for its new world order, as they're now admitting. And so the new threat's going to be this 100-year war that they've been talking about every week. And so the new threat is this endless terrorism. I just like to point out that every time there's a terrorist attack, they get more funding, and then the next attack a few years later is bigger by the power of 100.
Well, because in part the terrorists will be. I'm not saying this clearly. What we do, our international policies are designed in part to create this empire. This empire creates more terrorists, and so it's a self-funding cycle. I'm being a little.
Well, no, hold on. You're not being a little oversimplifying. You read in the L.A. Times about P2OG. Remember P2OG?
I do not.
Remember Rumsfeld's own memo where he said, we're going to go out and kill terrorist family members and get them to strike us?
Yes.
So we'll then have a pretext to attack them?
Right.
You remember P2OG?
I don't remember by that name.
I may even be able to find it. Hold on.
Go ahead. Don't let me slow you down.
No. It's over here in a big stack. But that's really the problem, Declan. There's too much for any one person to be even able to keep track of, isn't there? There's just so much, there's no way to keep track of it. Do you agree with that?
Oh, well, completely agree. I just found a few articles about the P2OG, and it looks like your description is entirely right. But, yes, we have so much information coming at us from so many different directions about all these things that could be potential threats, both from terrorists and also from government policies run amok, that I can barely keep up with what I do. And I just focus on this very small section, relatively speaking, about technology and privacy and surveillance. It's a full-time job for 10 people.
Now, we know in 96 they paid, what was it, $5 and ended up being $8 in overruns, $1 billion to the telecommunications industry to put giant Echelon NSA snooping hubs so they can just dial into your phone or fax or email. That happened then. We then have the other developments out there. In October 1st, 2001, it was set for 5 years to happen, all cell phones, satellite triangulation. How does all this fit together in your expert opinion?
Wow, that's a big question. It's going to take longer than we have to answer it completely, but let me give it a shot. generally what we're talking about here with total information awareness is not exactly the same thing as echelon, but there's certainly the cousins. The threat of total information awareness is that, you know, we can sort of see this coming. You have all these databases that are run by the private sector and the government, and they collect information about us. These databases are designed to use things like our SSN as a unique identifier, and they're collected by just about everyone we do business with, especially the government, the DMV, tax records, and so on. Anytime you get a professional license, or maybe even a hunting and fishing license nowadays. The danger is what happens when you link all of them, tie them all together. Let's say even your Easy Pass is going to be linked in. Your credit cards are going to be linked in. So then what this means is that if this system, this total information awareness system, were to ever come to fruition, and it's important to note it's just in the planning stages right now. It has not been implemented. They haven't even taken the first steps, apparently.
Well, wait, they've caught grocery stores and banks and others and DMVs selling the data to the feds, and the feds setting up dummy corporations to buy that data.
It's been done before. So the danger is that we have this emergence of a total surveillance society, in that we can be constantly tracked whenever we participate in this electronic society, and the RFID tags are just one more, and albeit deadly effective, way of doing that.
Declan, can you stay with us for another segment to talk about the tracking chip tags?
Of course.
All right, Declan McCullough is our guest. And he writes for a whole bunch of big publications, and he's telling it like it is, talking about Big Brother Takeover. We'll talk about the RFID tags when we get back with our guest. Infowars.com is my site.
It's on the air toll-free at 1-800-259-9231 or email the Info Warrior at alex@infowars.com.
Welcome back. We're talking to Declan McCullough, and he is a writer for many big news services out there. We'll give you his personal website and some of the sites he writes for, newspapers he writes for, before he leaves us. RFID tags, about a year ago, 2 years ago now, time's really flying. I first read in USA Today and some of your columns as well about the RFID tags. The big German companies, I read some of their policy reports put out at some of the telemetric and biometric conferences. They said they'd put up radio readers everywhere and scan and track us. Walmart, in the city where they're based, up in Arkansas, has already wired the city to scan and track RFID tags. That was in the Washington Post and Wired last year. They're washable, they're trackable. They're either the size of a small piece of glitter or even half the size of a grain of sand. And now Walmart's announced they're going to put it in everything, Kmart, Target, Procter & Gamble, Gillette. Tell us about this frightening tracking development, Declan.
Sure. What the latest is that last week Walmart and the large UK grocery chain Tesco are starting to actually use these RFID tags, which is sort of, they've been around for a while in concept, but the readers were too expensive and the tags themselves were too expensive. Now they're falling in quantity close to 5 cents a piece, which makes them useful to tag pretty much anything you buy that's worth more than a candy bar.
Hitachi said 3 cents a piece.
Excuse me?
I read an article where Hitachi said they're selling them for 3 cents a piece.
I spoke with one of the folks from Alien Technology, which is where Gillette said it was going to buy 500 million of these tags from, and they say that in quantities of 10 billion, they'll come down to 5 cents a tag.
Do you think Hitachi was putting out this info last year then?
Yeah, I mean, they could be larger, smaller tags, a different manufacturing process. I don't know. I haven't spoken with them. But we're talking about a similar number, 3 cents, 5 cents. The point is that they've become really affordable now, and so retailers can use them to tag a lot of stuff.
Now, Gillette says they're doing it right now, 500 million of them. I mean, this is incredible. And they say, oh, don't worry, we'll sell a scanner that will turn the tags off for you.
Yeah, here's the here's the privacy threat. I mean, this technology is both good and bad. It's good in that it can help retailers control inventory. You know, you walk into a Walmart, sometimes things are misshelved. The tags can blip and say, "Hey, this is where I need to be put." They can also reduce theft. I mean, these two things are very good for retailers. It lets them lower costs, become more competitive, and it helps consumers. Hey, lower costs, I'll sign me up. The danger is what happens when these tags are less active once these products that are tagged leave the store. That is the privacy threat, and that is what the industry so far has not done a good job of addressing.
Well, I was reading an article you wrote. One of the companies says they're going to leave them active unless you want them turned off.
Exactly. That's what Gillette said. They said, oh, yeah, I mean, come on, there's no privacy threat here. These should stay active when they leave the checkout point or leave the checkout counter, which creates some problems. Let's walk through some of them.
Well, Declan, let's go through some of those problems. But they say some tags are scanned at 15 feet, some at several thousand feet. I mean, this is incredible. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, these tags are verging on microscopic in size. I mean, they're being measured now in microns, very, very small fractions of an inch. The antennas are larger. They started about half an inch. And so you can still get rid of these things, but I'm getting ahead of myself a little.
Well, they say they're going to weave them into the clothes, though.
Exactly. So there are two points of analysis here. The first one is, how small are these, and how difficult are they to remove? And the second one is, how far can they be read? I mean, do you have to be right up against someone with a body scanner to try to figure out the tags, or can you read them from, say, 100 feet away? If you can read them from 100 feet away, then all of a sudden, whenever you walk into a store and you're wearing these RFID-tagged clothing, maybe they'll say, oh, this guy bought a sweater from us. If it's the Gap last month, and now we know who he is, we'll flash an ad up on the screen
now,
saying,
wait, Prada's,
welcome back, John
Prada's, Doe. Prada's clothing in New York, it was in Washington Post last year. It may have been one of your articles. It's in my new film, the article, Masters of Terror. They say that they will, when you come in, the screens are already there, and it already knows what you bought, and it already flashes you. Did you hear about that?
I have not. You're ahead of me.
Well, it must have been. I can't keep track of it. Can you stay about 10 more minutes with us, Declan?
Sure.
All right, Declan McCullough is our guest, and we'll be right back with him. You can read his columns at InfoWars.com. We post them a couple times a week whenever he writes them. They're very informative, and you definitely want to check this out. And then I want to talk a little bit more about these coalitions that are forming across the political spectrum to resist all this. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're about to go back to our guest, Declan McCullough, syndicated columnist, expert on technology issues, and then we'll take a few calls for him from Carroll in Pennsylvania and others. Before I do that, though, grab a pen and paper, folks, because you need water filters, you need potassium iodide, you need the hidden camera or bug detector when you're at business, in hotels. They've thought of putting this stuff everywhere, in public bathrooms, in state-owned state park bathrooms. It's the size of a cigar, and it picks all this stuff up. That's $39. They've got top-of-the-line British Berkey water filters, and they've got a bunch of different specials where you can get potassium iodate, sports bottle, portable filters for just ridiculously low prices. They got just all sorts of different specials, folks. You've got to give them a call. They'll send you a brochure or answer your questions at New Millennium Concepts and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the discounts. Give them a call at 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Take the potassium iodate. They've been giving this to the different federal employees, the postal workers, state police. If there is a radiological event, a dirty bomb, or, God forbid, a nuke that goes off, you take this, and it fills your thyroid with good potassium iodate, blocks the radiation. It's the number one cause of death after a nuclear attack. Believe it or not, it's not the big blast unless you're right under the nuke. You take these pills. Your children take these pills after an attack, right after an attack. They're very safe. It blocks the thyroid and will save your life. That's one of the products they've got, 200 pills per bottle, ridiculously low prices. Give them a call, 1-888-803-4438, New Millennium Concepts. A lot of amazing products. You need to give him a call at 888-803-4438. Declan McCullough joins us again. And, Declan, before we get into these coalitions that are forming and then take some calls and let you get out of here, your websites, some of the news agencies you work for, and then your personal website, one more time for the listeners.
Sure. Well, thank you. My employer's website, the best source anywhere in the world for technology news, is news.com, N-E-W-S, very easy to remember. And my personal website is politech.com, that's politechbot.com. It's been around since 1994. It's a free source of news about politics and technology, things that affect your life.
Now, these coalitions across the board, we have cities and towns passing resolutions. Travis County may do it here in Austin. I introduced a resolution to get out from under the Patriot Act. We see the Greens, the right wing, the left wing working together against Homeland Security and its takeover, against the Total Information Awareness Network. Is this scaring the establishment?
A little, but scared is too strong a word.
Concerning
them. Concerned, those are words I might use instead. I mean, keep in mind, they're the establishment. They have the power, they have the money, they have the guns. So far, the foes of the Total Information Awareness Program have managed to do is introduce a bill. It's not even in both chambers of Congress. Come on, folks, this is not victory. This is not something they have to worry about. I mean, so Sapphire writes an editorial, and I write a column for news.com, and you talk about it here, but the program's still going on.
It takes action then to stop this, but I mean, this is the end of the Fourth Amendment if they're able to implement this. And I have seen some concern. A lot of the conservative sites are admitting that a lot of the establishment groups are admitting that the right wing itself is the most effective critic now of Bush and his policies. So I would think that if this continues to grow, they will be worried.
Yeah, both the Democrats and the Republicans, to the extent that anyone's concerned, I mean, you've got two or three folks from each party in the Senate who are concerned about the Total Information Awareness Program, but the Defense Department has defended it. You had one of the deputy undersecretaries of defense saying in a transcript that I posted to the Politech site and wrote about for news.com a few months ago, saying this is entirely appropriate, it's a good use of military research money, and so on and so forth. So
well,
has not trickled down.
That should make it illegal in and of itself that the military is going to administer and control this with the Justice Department.
That's right. I mean, let's be clear about something. Why is the military developing a domestic surveillance program to link databases and collect all the information humanly possible about what Americans do every day?
Well, Declan, they're also, as of 5 years ago, I saw the purchase orders, giving police helicopters this hyper radar that looks right through your walls with a crisp image. Nobody's talking about that Fourth Amendment violation. You know, you and your wife asleep at night or in the bathroom or, you know, whatever you're doing. They're doing that. I mean, and they're talking about getting rid of Posse Comitatus. There was a bank robbery kidnapping suspects in Kentucky and North Carolina. CNN reported a month and a half ago they had Marines at checkpoints. I mean, this is insane. This is downtown Guatemala City. This is Moscow.
This is Beirut. That's right. If you want the feds to collect this massive database, at least put it under civilian control, move it under the Justice Department, as much as I hate to say it, and at least have this tightly regulated and controlled. I don't think you should do it in the first place, but if you're desperately going to do it, at least don't have it done by the military.
But see, any challenge under the Constitution, the Supreme Court Chief Justice Rehnquist said at a group of federal judges last year in Virginia, he said, we're not going to follow the Constitution anymore in matters of terrorism. Well, now they're saying war on drugs. They're even trying to equate drunk driving with terrorism. They're trying to equate everything now with terrorism. And they've announced that they want to put drones over every U.S. city. I mean, the military watching us. This is textbook tyranny.
This is that's right, and this is something that has not had enough scrutiny. This idea of putting drones over cities. I mean, we're not making this up, folks. The Washington Post reported on this plan 2 weeks ago. I linked to it from one of my columns.
They're also developing and now beginning to deploy nerve gases, knockout gases, that they admit will be lethal. About 10 out of 200 people will die from it. The same stuff the Russians use. They're mounting helicopters with spray bottles. I mean, this they're getting ready for war against the people.
Here's an excerpt from the Washington Post article. First, the military is funding the development of spy bots. They have a contract with Lockheed Martin, codenamed MicroStar, 6-inch spy bots weighing only 86 grams with a target price of $10,000 with infrared and video sensors that can hover around and spy on people. But the Washington Post reported 2 weeks ago that the federal government may permit unmanned aircraft to fly above the United States, hovering drones above cities for surveillance. Here's what Senator John Warner, a Republican from Virginia and chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said, quote, "I believe that the potential applications for this technology in the area of homeland defense are quite compelling." He said this technology should be used by domestic police agencies.
And they already used it in a sniper case.
Exactly.
By the way, they had a manned aircraft from Fort Bliss, Texas, up in Maryland and D.C., and they said, oh, it's got forward infrared-looking radar, flare, and this detects gunshots. We use this in wartime. But back during Waco, they said FLIR doesn't pick gunshots up. I mean, they must think we're total idiots. Remember that?
I
mean,
I remember those strange videotapes. Let's take this up a level of abstraction, if you're willing. The short term solution is to throw the light of day on some of these projects and remind people that we live in a society that should be governed by laws. And the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and a limited government. Shining a bright light can make some of these projects scurry back under cover of darkness, or at least shrivel a bit.
Another allusion to cockroaches, and I would agree.
Thank you. The long-term solution is to reduce the ability of government to do these things by electing members of Congress who actually care about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and who pledge to, say, cut the money for some of these programs. I mean, this is no longer just a fantasy. Technology has evolved to the point that we finally have to start taking this idea of a total surveillance society seriously.
We have a Fourth Amendment. Now, I want to take a few final calls and let you get out of here, Declan. I appreciate you joining us. I'm going to cover some other news items. But Bush making land grabbing a religion federally funded. I'm not joking. This is Associated Press. But first off, Declan, you gave some examples in one of your reports yesterday about how, getting back to these RFID tags, I interrupted you, you never got to it in the last segment, how this could be used with the record to track and trace us, even privately, divorce records, cases. Briefly go over just some of the ramifications of the RFID tag system.
Sure. Again, the tags have benefits when used in stores to reduce shoplifting and track inventory, but they have the problem when they leave the stores and they're still active. You can imagine when a divorce case involves one party seeking a subpoena for the store's RFID logs to prove that a spouse was in a certain location at a certain time. You can imagine this van driving down the street late at night behind your house sending up RFID probes with this illegal high-powered transmitter and sensitive receiver probing through your walls. Oh, hey, there's some nice jewelry. There's a nice stereo some nice stereo equipment in there. Maybe we'll stop by and give these folks a visit when they're not home. So that's the kind of problem that the RFID tags raise.
Well,
also,
there,
earlier this week, it looks like we're now going to start seeing these things in tires. That is automobile
Michelin,
tires.
Yeah.
It's certainly coming.
They announced Michelin's going to do it out of France here in the U.S. Also, to add an addendum or caveat to what you were just discussing, I read the Associated Press 3 weeks ago about how they admit Oregon's considering passing a law, which has been federally funded, by the way. I've talked to the state rep in Wisconsin 3 years ago who was on the federal board. They already put the software and hardware in the cars of where you drive, what you do, and the cops, when there's a wreck, can go check this now without a warrant. But they say this is ready to have a $50 satellite tracker board put into your car. They want to start taxing us to drive. McCain and Lieberman have reintroduced the Kyoto Protocol under a new name for fossil fuel tax, and the states are really getting ready for this with the federal and international government, satellite tracking and taxing in our cars. That's here. That's not coming. That this is now emerging on us. Your response to that, Declan McCullough?
You're quite right. I read the Oregon report. It was a state DM or a state report. Let me pull it up quickly. Here it is. An Oregon State Task Force November 15th, 2002 report. Once a law requiring all cars to sport GPS receivers and recorders, the idea is to measure how far you drive and calculate how much you owe in road taxes. But my God!
But of course, it'll have to be GPS controlled, and then they'll also make you plug your computer in at the pump, they say, which new cars just so happen to have it in them.
I can't wait for the day when this GPS receiver and transmitter will also be a controller, so they can disable your car
just like minority
road taxes,
just like Minority Report.
And then you're going to have exactly. And then of course you're going to have the enterprising hackers who just start disabling cars at random, and then you're going to have the enterprising criminals that start saying, "Hey, you know, maybe that's an armored truck there. Let's disable that."
Well,
and loot
by GPS, they can look and know that you're driving on a dangerous mountain road in Colorado, disable it, and then you fly off the embankment.
Oh, I like it. And a novel new application.
Oh, but then they'll call for national scanning and control and regulation of satellite trackers and RFIDs. And just like the government proliferated the use of Social Security numbers, and then the IRS, according to Christian Science Monitor and just a few months ago, Houston Chronicle, and I love it, somebody like you, Declan McCullough, you can type it into your search engine, boom, a computer master, and have it right there. Everything I say, you can just document it right, just like that. I wish the average listener would do what Declan's doing here. We can all do it and understand this is all documented. They then say in there, with this whole system, it's just blowing me away that since 96, the IRS puts on thousands of symposiums a year where illegal aliens walk in, no ID, they issue them a tax ID number. With that, they can get a Social Security card, pool welfare, get a driver's license, and have any number of fake IDs. Then this causes identity theft. Then they say, oh, we got to have a national ID card to stop the identity theft and thumb scan you at the grocery store to save your identity. They cause the problem, then they offer the solution.
I can't add anything to that. I fear that the scenario you're describing is going to become far too real. And again, there are no easy solutions. Ways to head this off,
folks. This is a giant straitjacket for you and your family. One call for Declan McCullough, and I got to come back and cover news I haven't gotten to in the final segment of this hour. Carol in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Declan McCullough. Go ahead.
This is Carol. I was just thinking about the microchips that they want to put in all the clothing and everything.
They don't want to. They're doing it right now.
Okay. Now, if you pay cash right now, they really don't know who you are, right?
Not with the face scanning camera hooked into the DMV database. It does know who you are.
Oh, it does. Okay. Well, here's just a thought. I mean, I would do anything to discourage it because I don't like being tracked like I'm some kind of an animal. I would just tell people to go shopping with somebody else and reverse the purchases.
Well, I would tell folks to stand up against this and boycott anyone that puts this in.
Oh, well, I agree with you there. But
any questions for Declan McCullough?
No, but one thing I do want to add also, I think it's the credit reporting agencies that are creating a lot of identity theft because they're mixing up every Experian is the worst. I mean, it happened to me where people in another state were on my credit report, their social security numbers, and I just like I was able to get their social security numbers.
Yeah, this system that wants more of our personal information is liable for what they've done to us, but is held to not be liable. Declan, comment on that?
Right.
Go ahead.
I think what they should do is not allow that to happen. I mean, years ago, banks gave you a loan. They took a chance on you. How come there's more bankruptcies, more people in not paying their credit cards now when it should be better?
Well, it's because they send college kids 3 credit cards a week. That's why.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I don't see why they were tracking us also. I mean, get rid of them. Why do they have to know what I do?
Okay, thank you, Carol. Good point. Final comments, Declan McCullough.
Carol made a good point. I moved to D.C. from Pennsylvania, where I grew up. I'm not so concerned about the credit reporting firms, because at least we can contact them, and everyone who listens to this should do this. There are only three firms. Do a quick web search, and you'll find the information for how to get your credit reports from them, often for free. Just make sure that there's no identity theft or fraud going on, and that all the information is accurate. They have to do this under the federal law, Fair Credit Reporting Act. So take a look at that. But in terms of your suggestion, I agree completely. Retailers who do not disable these RFID tags at checkout, no reason to shop there. Let them know that this is unacceptable.
Or tell them you don't want the system, period, because they can just reactivate them later. Declan, thanks for joining us. Take care.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. I'll cover some news. Stay with me. You don't want to miss it.